Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com joins me online. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Gilly.
Mate, we're going to talk about lockdown now. I know a lot of people are a bit sick to their back teeth of it, but we are living it at the moment, and you've got some good advice for us all just to, I don't know, keep sane. Is that what we're trying to do here?
Yeah, that's the important thing. Of course, mate, we're into our fifth week here in Sydney, and I guess some level of, it's not normality, but just sanity, you're right. And I think it's tough for people, not just because of the restrictions that are placed on us. You can't do this, you can't have people over. But the big one is the loss of connection with people, that face-to-face contact, that family contact. Your family's important to you and you've got a lot of it, like I do. That lack of family contact is the big thing that gets us. So, yeah, I remember sort of mid last year when a lot of companies were coming to me saying, listen, can you do work on connection? Because they were smart companies who realised the lockdown wasn't just about loss of productivity or anything like that. It was actually people really starting to change their mood, yeah? And I mean, I'm feeling it's still 5 weeks in, of course I am. And it's not so much just, you know, not being able to do the normal things that I do. I've adjusted many things, of course, including my work, my profession. But the main thing is how am I still connecting with other people? And I just thought I'd share a couple of tips with people that I share in these workshops that I was doing with the organisations. They're equally valid right now.
Yeah, please.
So, there's a couple of things. And I wrote a list of seven, but I'm going to pick out a couple of them that are really important. One of them is figure out the frequency, the number of times or I guess, occasions that you need to work with people. And the example I used when I was doing the workshops with the organisations was, think of your grandma versus your boss, okay? Or a co-worker. And grandma versus boss. So grandma, if she's on a Pat Malone, she might need a little bit more phone calls, for example. Yeah. Or she might, you know, if she can get on Zoom, it's fabulous, get on Zoom and do that. Whereas the boss might need a weekly or every couple of days or whatever. So just think of the number of times you need to get in contact with people. That's frequency, or frequent or infrequent is the thing. Because what we tend to do is just use the frequency or the cadence, as they say, the number of times that we like, right? But your boss may not want or expect that same number, whereas your grandmother might, type of thing. So that's one of the main things that we talk about. There's two more that I want to pick out. The second thing was actually waking up in the morning, and if you're not used to doing it anyway, do it, which is set a goal, not just for the amount of work you want to do, but for the people you want to connect with. And that's actually quite refreshing for me. I wake up, do a bit of exercise just most mornings, and then have a cup of coffee and just think, who haven't I spoken to, or who do I really feel like I need to? And I say to them, look up into the sky or look out in the yard, wherever it may be, and just think, oh my gosh. And I'll use my grandmother as an example. I mean, she's 90-something. She's as sharp as a tack. And I thought, she's the one person that is really important for me to connect with today.
Yeah, right.
Number one, right? And what it'll do is if you actually spend a bit of time on it, you'll think about someone that really needs it rather than someone that you think just, you know, should be getting it today. So setting that goal, that connection goal with someone, or it might be a group of people, or it might be a co-worker or someone who said, oh, geez, I haven't let them know what I'm doing. Because we've been working from home, I've been speaking to my boss a lot, but I haven't been speaking to my co-workers about what I'm doing, so I'm going to share what I'm doing with them. And the last one, which I think is the biggie, is no matter what you're doing during the day, whether you're putting your head down on the computer or if you're running a small retail business that's, you know, currently not allowed to trade or doing click and collect or whatever it may be, you're doing other things that are going to support the business, be 100% present in what you're doing. The more I read on this whole concept of being present, being mindful, you know, if you're eating something, slow the hell down and taste the food you're eating. If you're writing an email to the boss, reread it, have a look at it again, and check what you're saying. Is the thrust of what you're saying is what you want? You know, it's that being present and being mindful really helps with connection. I'll leave you with this last one. I did all of those three things. We set a goal. We make sure we check the frequency with my parents and my sisters, all of whom we're really close with. Yeah. And we re-brought back in because we knew we were going to be down for 5 weeks at least. It might be another one coming up, or a couple more, depending on what happens this week, of course. But we do the fortnightly trivia. And we do that on Zoom. We do it at 4 o'clock, glass of wine in hand on a Sunday afternoon. All the kids get involved.
Yeah.
And so we've got all these screens happening. So we're thinking about what we want, which is we want to connect with our mum and dad and our sisters. So I want to have it frequent, you know, every fortnight with them at least.
Yeah.
And when we're doing it, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Those 2 hours that we spend on Zoom on that Sunday afternoon every couple of weeks is just absolutely cherished.
Yeah, absolutely right. Some good advice to survive lockdown. Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com if you'd like to find out more. Mate, I appreciate your time. Stay safe, my friend. Talk soon.